You have a really interesting journey into voice acting. I mean, you were a DJ in college. I mean, I've seen a lot of your short films. You're an excellent actor. You're very funny. So, like, what made the transition to voice acting work for you, and how'd you get involved in it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I started even in high school doing some voiceover stuff and radio stuff. And then in college, I went to Emerson College in Boston. They have an amazing college radio station. And I got involved over there. Basically, started a show called Revolutions, which was an electronic music show. It went from once a week to 5 times a week. And it was so much fun. And so people, other DJs on the show would ask me to do promos for their shows. And I just kind of got it started with radio imaging, like WERS 88.9 FM, you know, and that sort of radio read, which is very sort of specific to radio. But then I was also doing a lot of on-camera acting with the film students. And my school also has a pretty large film department. And then there was a local casting agency called CP Casting. So I went over there, I started taking some classes, and they called me in for the first audition that I ever booked. I think I was maybe 19 or something.
Wow.
And it was for Prentice Hall. It was for their e-learning textbooks.
Wow. So also too, during college, I mean, you worked with some pretty influential people like Morgan Page. I mean, how did that have an influence on your career moving forward?
Well, Morgan transferred in from Vermont and UVM, I believe. He was a student there. And he was also, you know, electronic music producer and huge fan. And so we worked together to get Revolution set up. And he was also my boyfriend at the time's roommate. So, yeah, I mean, everybody at Emerson, there's just so many talented people. And it was a really exciting time to be in school too, because things were just changing on a global level with technology. And I felt like I was really exposed to a lot of things that I hadn't been exposed to before. When I was going to school, you know, I thought computers were like, well, I don't really want to use that computer. It's like nerdy. No, like, I'm not. Now I'm like never off my computer. It was just a different time. So it was cool to finally just be thrown in with all these kids that were experimenting with new technologies and really exposed to cool new music and the way culture was being influenced. And I actually changed my major. I was originally going to be, well, I was a broadcast journalist major. Then I was thinking maybe I'd be audio. I didn't want to just graduate with an acting degree because I felt like I was getting so much exposure to acting through the film department. And I wanted to stay in, I just kind of wanted to stay in the world of producing as well. So I ended up becoming a new media major, which was at the time a great way to bring a bunch of different multimedia production together and get my hands in a lot of different pots. So it was fun.
Do you feel like that kind of like worked in your favor? Because considering the fact that, I mean, you've done so many different things in media that you were kind of able to have your cake and eat it too, so to speak.
Totally. And I think that's a good point. I mean, first and foremost, I'm an actor, but I've written for animation. I wrote an episode of Poppycat, and I'm working with a writing partner. Her name's Dana Middleton, and we're working on some scripts now as well. I don't know that I would be able to get as much work out there in terms of, I have a YouTube channel where I wrote and produced a handful of comedy sketches, and I also write songs and perform them. And so I've just kind of always been a creative person that can't really be put in a box. And I feel like just because of technology, we're really able to do so much more than we used to. You used to have to be so specialized, but now anyone that has a YouTube channel is also often editing, writing, acting, doing voiceover. It's kind of all coming together. So we all get to explore the vast world of creativity under this giant umbrella.
So, what's your favorite part of being a voice actor?
My favorite part is working. you know, just going to a session, especially where you're working with your colleagues. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, when we record Yo-Kai Watch, for example, is an ADR show. So we, are brought in separately and we record our audio individually. Mm-hmm. But a show like Space Racers that I work on, I work with, Yuri Lowenthal and Meyer DeLue, and they bring us all in together. So we get to act off and play off each other. Which in theater, of course, you're always acting off other people. But in voiceover, to save time and save money, they often bring people in separately. So you're recording your lines individually. And it's cool. That's still super fun because, you know, the director, the producers, they're all usually in the room, the engineer. And so you still can get that gratification of making somebody laugh or, you know, having a take where you feel connected to the audience. But voiceover is really different from theater or something, a medium where, like, say you're performing a live show musically, mm-hmm. where you're getting that instant feedback from the person who's ultimately consuming it. So there's a little bit of a lag, but so that's why it's great to be able to record at least with other people in the room and get some feedback on how your choices, your acting choices, are playing to the audience.